Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 226 in Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show. Got some really good stuff this week. A few anniversaries, a few things that are tied together. Some names in the mix here: Nuclear Assault, Crypt Sermon, Sulphur Aeon, just to name but a few. But to kick things off, here's a track by the Mighty Quo. This is Caroline from the Live in Glasgow Apollo remix, remastered version of 1976. Check this out.
We'll be right back.
And after that banger of an opener, that was Whitesnake with The Gambler, the opening track of Slide It In from 1983. And the reason I played them two tracks, it was 41 years ago last week I attempted my first gig. So Caroline was the first track I ever heard live, which is not a nice thing. 10 years old, up in the King's Hall with my uncle. And Whitesnake was because we were meant to go and see Whitesnake. They played two nights in the Ulster Hall around that time as well, but he couldn't get the night off the work to take me, so he took me to see The Quo instead. Either or, two great bands to go and see as your first one. So I've seen somebody online was posting a snippet from a newspaper in Dublin from 1989 or 1990, somewhere around there, with the outraged church and outraged people about Carcass and how evil they were. And teenagers were dressed in black and drinking cider and going wild as well. Like, how dare they? Outrageous, they say. So I thought to put a little nod towards that, we will play Carcass with Ruptured and Purulence from the Symphonies of Sickness from 1989. We'll be right back. and keeping our feet firmly in 1989. That was Autopsy with Disembowel from the Severed Survival album from the same year, 1989. And another great album, and it's hard to believe that them albums are now, what, 36 years old. That's just insanity. But great stuff all the same. And you need both them in your collection if you don't really have them. So only a couple of covers. What about a bit of Slayer? Slayer been in the news quite a bit recently. These upcoming shows in London and Cardiff. I was trying to get to the London one, but it's just not panning out for me at all. So I'm going to have to sit this one out. So let's go for Slayer with In A Gadda Da Vida. I think this was done for some movie soundtrack. Can't think which one. But great version. A lot shorter than the original by Iron Butterfly all the same. In A Gadda Da Vida.
In a god of defeat.
Following Slayer, that was Nuclear Assault with Good Times, Bad Times from the Survive album. And Slayer toured with Nuclear Assault, played Belfast in 1988. Survive wasn't out yet. Nuclear Assault were meant to play Belfast the year after. Tickets went on sale with Death Angel and Testament supporting, I believe. And then they hadn't finished the album and the tour was binned, so we had to give her tickets back. I think mine was like number 8 or number 9, something stupid like that. And also the Slayer and Gatta Davide. Have you ever seen the episode of The Simpsons where Bart changes the church organist's music to Gatta Davide? Very amusing if you like this early Simpsons. So on to a couple of requests. Golgotha and a track called Silence from the Arise EP from 2018. Following Golgotha, that was Thinning the Herd with a track called Binge from The Ocean's Rise in 2011. Thanks to Chris Osborne for sending those to him. Incidentally, I was away with him last weekend in Preston. What a weekend we had, seeing Violence and Exhorter. It was all good fun. A lot of pints taken. Ended up in a bar, which was... drink was just so cheap, it was unbelievable. Had to get a taxi back to Liverpool the next day, 90 quid. Wasn't so clever, but there you go. So on to a couple of new ones. Well, one new and one reasonably new. First up's Pentagram. Bobby Liebing and crew are back in the scene. And this is a track from their new album, Lightning in a Bottle. And it's a track called In the Panic Room.
Thank you.
After Pentagram, Crypt Sermon with Heavy as the Crown of Bone from the Stygian Rose album from last year, which we're still waiting copies on coming out of Tunes and Banger. First time he's ever let us down, but we'll let him away with it. He keeps his supply of records, and if you go in, he always has a beer for you if you want it too, which is always nice. So Sunday Pastor, we went to see Phil Campbell in the Limelight too. Absolutely rammed the neck. Should have been another Limelight, but it was nice having Katie Daly's open. You go in there and get a pint, but they've absolutely destroyed that place. This is a lifeless black box. It's just horrific. I don't know what they were thinking, but modern days, I suppose it has to move on. But anyway, this is Motorhead with Going to Brazil. We'll be right back. coming up in a couple of weeks' time is Michael Schenker doing his UFO years with Eric Grolland, I think you can pronounce his name, sang with Skid Row and Heat. So that should be a good gig hearing him do the UFO stuff, because that was a stellar period of UFO, and they never really, well, there's bits and pieces, it was good. There wasn't any bad UFO, but yeah, the Schenker area was just the stellar stuff. And this, that was a track called Push the Limit from the Walking Water album, which came from the second time he joined in the, was that the early 90s? I remember being in London and we were playing the Astorium. We went around and thought, I'll get a ticket, sold out to the neck. Like, the ticket tout laughed at me and offered me tickets for like 80 quid in the early 90s. Like, there you go, a wee story for you. So, digging through the old records the other night, and a band I hadn't listened to a while, Sulphur Aeon, death metal band, and a big heavy package on the Van Records label. If you know that label, you know their package is second to none. This is a track, Lungs into Gills, from the Scythe of Cosmic Chaos. We'll be right back. And another long forgotten death metal band which don't get enough a lot of airplay nowadays, and what put me in mind was the band Panzerfaust are playing somewhere. I'd seen something about them, and then I went, oh yeah, Panzer Christ. And that was a track called Creature from the album Room Service, and they'd done an absolutely brilliant version of Metal Church's Metal Church. Had the dark in my head there, it was Metal Church. You only hear it just for the double kicks alone. It's absolutely fantastic. So thanks again for listening, and until next time. This weekend we have in Bangor the Sound of Sabbath playing Saturday afternoon, sort of 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock sort of thing. So you have time for tea at 8 o'clock, and probably in your bed for 10, completely written to the Sabbath, as they say. But I'm going to end up with a Sabbath track tonight from the Sabotage album, and this one's called The Writ, which is all about their legal battles back in the 70s. So until next time, look after yourselves and enjoy the weather while you have it.